Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So very interesting weekend. Well, interesting for me, we got some rain in my neck of the woods. I go camping to kind of get away from the heat and ended up having a beautiful, beautiful weekend up in the mountains. Just real, real nice mountains nearby Las Vegas. I don't actually know the name of the mountain range, but there's like Mount Charleston. I should know the name of the mountain range, but there's just mountains all over the place in the desert, so I just call them the mountains. And Mount Charleston has a whole bunch of trees and deer and wild horses, and it was just so nice. And we didn't really have to worry about ticks. I don't think there were a lot of ticks. And it was just a really, really nice weekend. And then down in Vegas, we got a bunch of rain, some very well-needed rain. Even my pets went outside to kind of, you know, get their tongues wet. You know when it snows, everybody goes outside and, sticks out their tongue so they get, like, snowflakes on their tongue? I noticed that with my pets, even though they have plenty of water. They were just like, wow, this is like, you know, a thing of the century. But also, in the same time, we had California start their LA County start their mask mandates. In Nevada was recommended the vaccinated people wear their masks, and throughout the weekend we saw that Delta cases started to rise. And so former FDA head Dr. Scott Gottlieb said the most unvaccinated Americans are going to get the Delta. They'll get the Indian Delta coronavirus variant. For those people that forget, that Delta one was the one that originated in India, so it's a very, very concerning strain. And Gottlieb said 25% of the U.S. population is at risk because 50% of the people have been fully vaccinated and another 25% have had COVID-19. So there has been, since the beginning, and I get it, since the beginning, there have been people saying, let me get COVID. Let me get, and I'm not a fan of that, but people have been asking to become naturally immune to this. So when you hear public experts say, look, those of you who haven't had COVID are probably at risk for the Delta variant, and who he believes could be the most serious virus of their lifetime, many people are a little frustrated if they're still virgins to the virus. And I have, on this show prior to COVID, as well as I think many doctors, have been promoting, all right, guys, you know, you've got to get your immunity up. You got to eat well. You got to exercise well. You have to take care of your body. You got to avoid smoking. You have to avoid alcohol. You need to help your immune system. If you get the COVID-19 vaccine, don't drink, you know, around the time that you're trying to build up your immune system. And, you know, everything has been about making sure that your body, you listen to your body and you do what your body needs. The reason why we fight diabetes so much is it hurts your immune system. The immune system is everything. And so when COVID comes out and we're trying to protect everybody and we're telling them to wear masks and there's all these lockdowns and social distancing, the big question people came up with is, look, but if I get it, can I be protected against future variants? And the answer at the time was no, there's no guarantee. No guarantee at all. My answer was a little different. My answer was, I don't trust this sucker. I don't like a virus that messes with your smell and taste for months. I don't like the idea that somebody could have issues with their period, you know, or testicles. And remember that one study last week talked about how some men have a penis shrinking from COVID? So I'm not a fan of any man, right, having any issue with their jewels when it comes to this virus. So if you asked me about the regular common cold, I would be like, Yeah, these common colds build up immunity. You know, don't be living in a bubble. If you ask me about the flu, I'd say, no. I don't like how the flu kills. I don't like how the flu will give you pneumonia or stroke or heart attack. I don't like the flu at all. The flu is pretty vicious. Get the vaccine. When it comes to COVID, my answer is if you go get the vaccine and you think you're going to be safe and not have any complications from it, get the vaccine. Because I just don't trust this sucker. So when you hear, you know, when you hear Gottlieb say 25% of the population is at risk because 50% were vaccinated and 25% had COVID, I wouldn't reinterpret that as you screwed up not getting COVID before. You see what I mean? Because your having been sick with COVID does provide some immunity. We just don't know if it provides immunity long term to variants, and we don't know if it's the safest virus to have floating around your body. You know, one virus I really don't want is HPV. HPV can cause throat cancer. It could cause cervical cancer. I don't want the hepatitis virus. The hepatitis virus can cause liver cancer. I don't want HIV. HIV can cause cancer. So, you know, viruses to me are some pretty scary stuff. Bacteria, I'm good with bacteria. All right, let's just knock out their cell wall, stop them from replicating, kill off the bacteria. Maybe they'll lice and you'll get some toxicity from that. But for the most part, knock out the bacteria. We can deal with that. But these viruses, these suckers like to live and hide out. So my concern is as we start to look at what's happening with the Delta variant, many people are really, really mad at doctors, really, really mad at public health officials, saying you should have let us get COVID last year. And maybe there will be studies saying that natural immunity provides a certain amount of protection that was underappreciated. It's just I can't say that. There's not enough information now for me as a doctor to say, yeah, go and get it. It's going to protect you. Because we don't understand why some people are having symptoms that span multiple organ systems for months. So I'm not saying you guys are wrong, but I'm not saying that you know enough to be right. I don't know enough to be right or wrong at this point, which is very frustrating because you guys are like, really, you can't figure this stuff out? Well, we can't figure it out if it was a virus that might have been tinkered with. So in terms of trying to get this Delta variant to be immune, I wouldn't risk it. If I were you, I'd get the vaccine. 1-877-DELLY, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know if you noticed the stocks tank this morning, but I think it has to do with China and they're being a little mischievous when it comes to cyber attacks, and the U.S., NATO, and the European Union are blaming China for a cyber attack on the Microsoft Exchange servers. Now, this makes me very nervous as a doctor with any patients that are, you know, hooked up to these heart monitors and everything now is just so computerized and so computer dependent, medical records, etc., that every time I hear these attacks, I just really wonder what we're doing in medicine and how vulnerable we are. But making headline news, a new joint effort made up of NATO member states, the European Union, Australia, New Zealand, and Japan is coming together to confront the global threat posed by Chinese state-sponsored cyber attacks. In its first action on Monday, they said the countries are publicly blaming China's Ministry of State Security for a massive cyber attack on Microsoft Exchange email servers earlier this year. I don't know if I remember getting hacked. I have is Microsoft Hotmail? I don't remember. Maybe I was. I don't know. The attack was carried out by, quote, criminal contract hackers working for the MSS, who also engage in cyber-enabled extortion, cryptojacking, and ransomware, according to an official. The group will share intelligence on cyber threats and collaborate on network defenses and security, according to a senior Biden administration. And on Monday, the FBI, the National Security Agency, and Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency released a new advisory listing 50 tactics, techniques, and procedures that Chinese state-sponsored hackers employ. I hope one of those tactics and procedures isn't America giving China a list of things they're asking pretty please don't hack. I don't know if that's very effective. They said the brazen Microsoft Exchange server attack became public in March. Is believed to have hit 30,000 American organizations, hundreds of thousands more worldwide. Microsoft was able to quickly identify the group behind the hack. It was known as Chinese espionage network dubbed Hafnium. Now, apparently U.S. has not blamed Beijing yet. The delay in naming China, they say, was partly to give investigators time to assemble the evidence to prove that the Hafnium hackers were on the Chinese state payroll. They said it was also important for the U.S. to act in concert with its allies when it made the public attribution. So, right now, this is when, today, it's becoming pretty vocal. The Biden administration has accused Beijing of a pattern of malicious cyber security activities that pose a major threat to the U.S. and allies, economic and national security. The Biden administration announced it has determined that China was behind the April hack. So some say it was March, some say April. And cyber criminals, as we know, hit more than 30,000 servers in the U.S. alone. And the White House charged China for doing it for its financial gain. So I'm just going to throw this out there, people. And this is something that's been bothering me from the beginning and why I have no problem considering a theory of COVID being leaked on purpose by China, even though I still think it's an accident from the lab. But in terms of the reason why I would even entertain the notion of China leaking a deadly virus is if it was supposed to be a decoy. It was supposed to be a, what's the word for it when you want to focus other attention? I think like a decoy. And I just wonder if there's something bigger planning. And if the world, and we are talking the whole world, has to struggle with a virus, does that allow an entity, whether it's China, Russia, whatever, to do what they might want to do? North Korea, any of our enemies. I just wonder if it was a distraction that went even far more than they expected. And here we are, locking down government workers not coming to the office, working from home, kids not in school, right? Obviously, parents who might work for the government are a little distracted because their kids aren't in school. And it's just a huge, huge distraction. And we're thinking that COVID is the worst thing ever. And we're dealing with this as one of the, you know, we're going to knock it out and go back to normal. And I just kind of wonder if it's just the beginning. I don't know. You know, and I'm not, I don't want to start any conspiracy theories or whatever, but we know that there are entities that want to do bad things. And if people aren't going to work or people are sick with COVID, it makes us more vulnerable. Look what happened to the U.S. Look how vulnerable we became. We had riots. We had fights and people pulling out knives and guns just for a simple mask, racial tensions, huge disparity in who got to work, who didn't get to work, money that was made, people waiting months for unemployment benefits, kids not learning in school. This was just one cluster. And then on top of that, losing about 625,000 people. And that was just in the U.S. alone. Israel. Israel got distracted with COVID, too. I heard about the spyware. We're going to talk about that later. But, you know, we all got distracted. It's just, I just can't not think about how there might be a more sinister issue. So the U.S. has struggled, as we know, to respond to the surge of cyber attacks against private companies. We have the ransomware Colonial Pipeline, the JBS meat supplier. Now, those we believe were targets of Russian-based cyber criminals. As you've seen, gas and meat prices have gone through the roof. Now, the U.S. and its allies are still taking no formal actions against China, instead raising awareness of its activity. So China, bad boy. Is that what they're saying? Is that what they're doing? So the U.S. official said, we're at that first important stage of bringing awareness. You just kind of wonder what would happen if Trump was in charge right now. I think honestly, it would have been a tweet. Again, a distraction, a decoy. Everybody goes after the tweet, and who knows? Maybe he would have sent people in to try to, I don't know, destroy some of their, I guess, networks or hubs or whatever. I don't know. So the official says that the U.S. and our allies and partners are not ruling out further actions to hold the People's Republic of China accountable. That sounds pretty scary to me. Does that make you shake in your boots? They're not ruling out further actions. I get we don't want a war with China. I get that. But, I mean, this is some serious, dangerous stuff. And I don't understand why our heart monitors are connected to the internet. I really don't get that. That makes me so gosh darn nervous. When we were told that medical equipment can be hacked by somebody in China or a foreign country, get them offline. Make sure they could be on their own, autonomous. Hey, you know, with doctor control, obviously, medical provider control, why put ourselves in that position? It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know. So apparently the U.S. accused China's Ministry of State Security for hiring contract cyber operators to conduct ransomware operations against private companies that include financial demands of millions of dollars. That's ransom. The companies include managed service providers, semiconductor companies, defense, industrial base, universities, medical institutions, according to the Biden administration. And these hackers can use extortion, cryptojacking, theft from victims around the world. China has previously denied all hacking allegations, but a senior official said the White House was concerned about the aggressive behavior coming out of China. So yet, nobody thinks that the COVID virus was at all an aggressive behavior. So, we got problems, people. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hours before a shooting took place at the Washington Nationals baseball game on Saturday, shutting down the game, a six-year-old child was shot and killed Friday in a drive-by shooting in southeast Washington, D.C. Her grandmother, Andrea Courtney, has some words on Fox News to the people that did this.
I pray that when they close their eyes at night, they see her face. When they wake up, they see her face and find it in their heart to turn themselves in. I'm praying for that. I'm praying for justice for my granddaughter.
Police released a video of the suspect vehicle, a gray or silver four-door sedan. Naya Courtney was just 6 years old. A Tokyo court gave prison terms for the American father and son accused of helping Nissan's former chairman, Carlos Ghosn, escape to Lebanon while awaiting trial in Japan. Michael Taylor was sentenced Monday to 2 years in prison, while his son Peter was sentenced to a year and 8 months. Ghosn was charged with underreporting his compensation and a breach of trust in using Nissan Motor Company money for personal gain. USA Radio News. The recall effort against Alaska Governor Republican Mike Dunleavy that was halted actually will go forward now. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau sorts things out.
The Alaska Supreme Court has ruled that a recall effort against Governor Mike Dunleavy can go forward. A recall committee filed an application to remove the governor, alleging he lacked fitness, was incompetent, and neglected his duties. The Alaska Division of Elections denied the application, saying it was not legally or factually sufficient. The recall committee challenged the division's decision in the state superior court, which ruled the recall application was valid. The state appealed that court decision to the Alaska Supreme Court, which ruled on Friday that the allegations in the recall petition are legally sufficient. Dunleavy, a Republican, has 17 months left on his term.
Grocery store operator On the Vine Marketplace in Scarborough, Maine, has paid over $27,000 in fines to the Department of Labor after an investigation found that some miners employed by the business were cleaning power-driven equipment in violation of federal laws. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a case of monkeypox. Now, monkeypox has been in the news. Very, very rare virus. But it's apparently been isolated and identified in a resident in Texas who had recently traveled from Nigeria. So it made the news, and I thought we'd just quickly talk about monkeypox. So monkeypox is a virus that was discovered back in 1958 in monkeys. And it looks kind of like the chicken pox, except you could also get some big swollen lymph glands. And it wasn't really identified in humans until the 1970s. And It's caused by a virus classified under the Orthopox virus genus and the family Poxviridae. And pox are just big vesicles or pustules that are on the body. And it's interesting, this is so rare. There's only been about 43 cases in the United States since 2003. But, you know, people, when they get COVID, they're like, well, nobody can really see from the outside. But you get pox, like, oh, no, everybody can see. So a lot of people are worried about this monkeypox. And it's just so rare, I would panic at this point. I don't want anybody to panic. But the CDC says that they and the Texas Department of State Health Services confirmed on July 15th a case of human monkeypox in a U.S. resident who recently traveled from Nigeria to the United States. The person is currently hospitalized in Dallas. CDC is working with the airline and state and local health officials to contact airline passengers and others who may have been in contact with the patient during two flights. Lagos, Nigeria to Atlanta on July 8th with arrival June 9th and Atlanta to Dallas July 9th. Travelers on these flights were required to wear masks as well as in the U.S. airports due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, it's believed the risk of spread of monkeypox via respiratory droplets to others on the plane and in the airports is low. So they don't think a lot of people got them if they had to be wearing masks. Working with airline and state and local health partners, CDC is assessing potential risks to those who may have been in close contact with the traveler on the plane and specific settings. So the reason why this monkeypox is such a big deal is because it's another example of a zoonotic illness originating in animals that has now been able to transfer to humans. Usually monkeypox we only see in rodents and monkeys. But if they scratch a human, bite a human, have close contact with the human, they can make a human sick. Now, the illness is much more common in Central and West Africa. But if humans can spread it by respiratory droplets, like on a plane and then coming to Dallas, Texas, they have the potential to spread to other people. The incubation period can last anywhere between 6 to 21 days. Incubation period is the time of exposure to the pathogen and then until when you have symptoms. So we spoke about incubation period. So if you were on that flight and you go, I'm good, it's what, July 19th, I'm good, you might not show symptoms for another few days. It's very rare. 47 human cases have been reported since 2003. Symptoms are pretty similar to other viral illnesses. You could have a fever, you could have fatigue, you could have muscle aches, headache, swollen lymph glands, and then this rash. Now, these rashes, they begin flat, and then they form these pustules and then these vesicles, and then they might burst and then scab, and then eventually fall off. I still have my chicken pox scars. And it might be because I scratched them. Which, by the way, that's why we scratch. We aren't supposed to scratch. It makes it worse. But that's why the human body scratches these rashes. Because the body's trying to pick out the virus. You end up scarring, but scratch is a defense mechanism. So I guess your body wants you to scratch and then hopefully pick it out so it can't just sit there and brew. The problem is then you scar, you could spread it, so it's not ideal. Most cases should go away on their own within 2 to 4 weeks, but it could cause blindness if you get any of these pox or the infection near the eye, just like with shingles. Shingles will go away in a couple weeks, but if you get any of them by the eye, they could blind you. And then on top of that, you could get secondary infections. You could get an infected lesion, like with a bacteria. You could get pneumonia. You could get sepsis. So I've seen ranges of mortality that range anywhere from 1 to 15%. Anywhere from, you know, so if you have 100 people with monkeypox, anywhere from one of them to 15 of them could die from this. But there's a vaccine. CDC says there's the vaccine that has 85% efficacy against preventing monkeypox called Gynenos. Gynenos is also known as Imvamune, and Imvanex. It's been licensed in the U.S. to prevent monkeypox and smallpox. Yeah, we still have smallpox vaccine. And since monkeypox is so closely related to a virus that causes smallpox, smallpox vaccine can also protect people from getting monkeypox. So I'm not overly concerned that this is something that's going to, hit the country, but it is obviously a concern. Now, this is a little bit of a related story. China has reported its first death of a human from a rare monkey bee virus. Now, this is a little different. They said a man in China has died after contracting a rare infectious disease from primates known as the monkey bee virus. It's a 53-year-old veterinarian based in Beijing. I know that's making everybody nervous going to somebody leak that. I don't think so. But according to Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the man worked at a research institute that specialized in non-human primate breeding and dissected two dead monkeys in March. He experienced nausea, vomiting, and fever a month later, died May 27th. His blood and saliva samples were sent to the center in April, and they found evidence of the monkey bee virus. All of his close contacts, doctor, nurse, etc., all fine. Now, monkey bee virus is a herpes family virus. It's prevalent prevalent among the macaque monkeys, very rare, but often deadly. And this is different because rather than, you know, primarily being pox, like the monkey pox, this one affects the central nervous system, almost acts a little bit like rabies. And it causes inflammation of the brain, leading to loss of consciousness. The monkey bee virus, which is different, has about an 80% fatality rate. Now, this monkey bee or herpes bee, they found a primate-to-human transmission back in 1932, most of them in North America. A lot of cases of the virus have gone undetected because if somebody has a mild case, they might not know. But victims usually are people that work with animals, veterinarians, scientists, researchers who work directly with primates and could be exposed to their bodily fluids through scratches, bites, or dissections. In 1997, a primate researcher in New York died 6 weeks after a caged monkey flung a drop of liquid at her face, hitting her eye. So they do. They hawk loogies at you. According to the CDC, there's only been one documented case of an infected human spreading this virus to another infected human. So I bring this up because there's some weird stuff. And this herpes B has adapted very well to the macaque monkeys, should not mutate to a rapidly spreading human virus, but we still have to keep an eye on these things. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the five-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's Work of the Dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We still have the survey going on if you got the COVID-19 vaccine, and if you didn't get the COVID-19 vaccine, what were your concerns, right? Nobody sees, there's no names that come across, no private information. I'm going to be writing a little piece on some of the concerns people have with vaccine hesitancy, because the media just likes to call everybody Trumpers. And I think there's a variety of other reasons why some people aren't getting the COVID-19 vaccine, which I think would really help educate public health officials and find out what are some concerns that people have. So if you can fill out It's a very short survey. Won't take you more than a minute to do. Go to my website at drdahlia.com or my Twitter at drdahlia or my Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show to fill that out. So Olympians having sex always is in the news. Every time we have an Olympics, it's in the news. Remember, we got two Olympics coming up. We got the 2020 Summer Olympics got postponed until July 23rd. And then 6 months later, we're going to have the Beijing Winter Olympics. So a lot of sex happening. And, you know, this time in the news, I guess what ended up happening in the news was there was this rumor, which has been debunked. I didn't even know it was a rumor until somebody debunked it, an Irish athlete debunked it, that the beds that the Japanese, I guess, Olympic Committee gave and put in the Olympic Village were quote-unquote cardboard, and so they were kind of anti-sex. They were difficult to have sex on. Well, an Irish athlete jumped on them and showed that it's really, really easy to jump and rock the bed without it falling apart. So the beds are supposed to be pretty doable. We're being told that the beds can hold 441 pounds. So two athletes, that should be plenty of room, plus anything they like to bring in with them. And, you know, it's really quickly here. The beds were made with recycled products. They say the beds will be recycled into paper products after the games, with the mattress components recycled into new plastic products. This will be the first time in Olympic and Paralympic history that all beds and bedding are made almost entirely from renewable materials. Now, I don't need a lot to get me in the mood, but it just takes a little to get me out of the mood. And if I'm having sex on something that is supposed to be recycled, I don't know. So I think it is a deterrent. That's just me. When you tell everybody, you know, what you're about to have sex on is going to turn into something that can help house a kid who's starving or freezing, I'm going to be like, you know what, it's okay. I think I'll skip the sex. I'll pray around the bed, pray, and then I won't even touch it. I want it pristine. Just go. Take the bed for the sick kid that needs it. So, anyway, Irish gymnast, this guy's funny, Rice McClenaghan, called it fake news. He jumped on the bed and said, no, these beds are not supposed to be preventing us from having sex. So people thought it was funny. Now, in Tokyo, they're still going to give out the condoms. Apparently, these are rituals where in the Olympics, they have to give out a lot of condoms. And they were really, really worried with the Rio games because the Zika virus was affecting pregnant women and their fetuses. And it was also affecting men, could cause Guillain-Barré. But they were really worried about people having sex in Rio. And so what is this? What is it about the Olympics where it's a big sex fest party? I mean, I always thought that when you're really, really into your sport, okay, your coach tells you no sex till the game, which I didn't really think was appropriate because I think you're pent up. I think you're distracted. So I think it's important for athletes to still have a robust sex life. So maybe that's what's going on. But I do understand that if you're, you know, doing a one-night stand, you get somebody pregnant, they come back and say, look, I'm pregnant, you know, and you are 5 days from your competition, that could mess with your mind. So I get it. Or if you get some burning and a raging case of a clap. So if a coach does tell you to hold off on sex, I get that. All right. You know, they probably just want you to concentrate. There's other ways to deal with it. And then afterwards, you can just have at it. Go do, have fun. But, I'm looking at these cardboard beds. They don't look very comfortable to me. Yeah, and by the way, you have to have a roommate. But I'm hearing people don't care. They'll have sex with other people anyway. Yeah, I guess it's, yeah. Anyway, so my guess with why sex is such a big deal, you know, during the Olympics is when people go through the training and and they don't have a lot of time off, and they don't get to party, and they're in their town, and they're in their town for months, all of a sudden, you get to meet all these new people. And it's all these new people that have similar interests and schedules like you. They have their workouts. They have to eat a certain way. They have to act a certain way. And they're athletic. And many of them are good looking. And they're young. So as opposed to sending your kid off to college and they're going to live in the dorms, right, it's kind of that sort of thing, except I think enhanced, because these are people that are very, very in tune with what their body needs and how to keep their body into a fine working machine and all that other stuff. And so I think what happens is people are so pent up and they're so, you know, regimented that all of a sudden now they're around so many other people that are kind of regimented too that they just can't wait to let loose. And it's not to mention the testosterone. They're not taking testosterone, but your testosterone is really in high gear when you're getting ready. And you need to be aggressive and assertive, and you need to be competitive. So just the fact that you need to be there to win and compete and be the alpha, now all of a sudden there's somebody over there that looks pretty darn good. Not to mention what a lot of people don't talk about with Olympic sex is, I've never had Olympic sex, right? If it lasts 3 minutes, that's as much of an Olympic event as I get. But the other thing, too, is the intimidation factor. Imagine if you see, okay, just imagine this. You're on the American team, right? And your biggest competitors is, let's say, Germany. And the guys or the girls are kind of sizing you up. And you end up, right? Because trust me, people on the team try to hook up, right? I'm sure the German team or whatever, they're trying to hook up with each other. And the girl's like, no, 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 you're my teammate. Hell no. But all of a sudden, here you are from America. You're like, hey, baby. And she's like, oh, hi. And then you guys hook up. What does that do mentally? When the guys on that team in that country can't even get their teammates, right, to date them, yet you just walk into Tokyo and you get to date somebody on their team. I think it's a mind mess. And so I wonder if some of that also happens where you're just, you want the sex and all that, but it's also that competition, that the I don't want to call it the fight, the game of it all. So it's very, very interesting. But I guess everybody gets condoms, but they get condoms on their way out of Tokyo. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.